News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Well, it's 18 minutes past 8. You will have heard us mention at the start of the programme there today that over 120,000 learner drivers who have their first permit licence have never actually sat or taken the test. And under the current regulations, a driver can renew their permit once they've actually booked a driving test. For more on this, we're joined on the line by the CEO of the Road Safety Authority, Moya Murdoch. Moya, very good morning.
Good morning.
120,000 learner drivers haven't sat their test. What do you make of those figures?
Yes, we are worried about it. We are aware of the problem. The issue here, number one, is whether these people are actually driving unaccompanied or not. And that must be emphasised, that we aren't saying that everybody that has a learner permit is actually breaking the law. But we are aware a significant cohort of people who drive unaccompanied. For a long period of time now, we have been doing our best to encourage these people into the driving test. We've taken steps to contact everybody who's scheduled for a test to ensure that they're aware of what they need to do, what they need to bring to a test, and that we also ask them, are they definitely going to show up, because of the demand for driving test appointments at the moment is so high.
And we should say as well, Moya, in fairness, that like extra testers have been brought on stream. I think the current wait is maybe in the region of around 8 weeks or so.
That's correct, yes. We have actually reduced the number of people on a waiting list down significantly. The average waiting time across the country is now 8.4 weeks. Some test centres actually have waiting times of around 5 weeks. So we've made significant progress on that area. As you say, we have actually increased the number of driving testers by 67%. So that's almost double the capacity out there. And sadly, there's still about 10 to 12% of people who don't show up.
Okay.
That is significant every week, and it does discommode people who are waiting on that test.
Can I ask you, Moya, do you think the current legislation needs to be changed?
I think we have a lot of legislation. It's very robust legislation. It's good legislation. I think it is down to people's personal responsibility at this point. We're all adults here. These are grown adults who know that their test is scheduled, who know that they have an obligation to take the test. And we've heard so much talk about insurance that on average people are paying 25% more as a learner driver. So it does beggar belief that people will continue to drive on that learner permit. So I think what we have is good legislation now. We are looking at other measures to encourage people in to get the test. But I think the guards, the most recent figures are that they have seized over 700 vehicles from learner drivers who have been detected driving unaccompanied.
Can I just ask him, Moya, the fact that there's no legal requirement for a learner driver to actually take the test?
Well, it's a question of proportionality here. A lot of people may have a genuine reason as to why they didn't show up. They may have been ill on the day. They may have lost their nerve and decided they needed a few more lessons to take before they went into the test.
Okay.
So I think you can't crack a nut with a sledgehammer here. There's a lot of genuine people out there who are trying to get their test, who may feel that they need to go the next time. But clearly, there is a problem here. And we will be looking at measures that are proportionate, that will encourage people in. And we actually, it's worth pointing out, so far this year, we've seen an additional 22,000 people take the test. So there's a big increase in people coming forward.
Okay.
And a lot more people have passed it now this time.
We'll leave it there for the moment. My thanks to the CEO of the Road Safety Authority, Moya Murdoch, for joining us here on News Talk Breakfast this morning.